Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim, Daf Kuf Gimel, Zivachim 103. Back on Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph on 103a, our Mishnah has taught us there that all of the Kodshei Kodshim, all of the special Holy of Holy type of sacrifices, the Oros, the hide of the animal, would be going to the Kohanim. That was their take. They took from the Kodshei Kodashim, they took the hide of the animal to use however they wanted. So our Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us Kol HaKodashim, all of these sacred animals whose hide the Kohen gets, She'ira Behem Psul, Kol Dem Lev Shetan, let's say prior to them being skinned, before the hide was removed, if a defect happened to the animal that invalidated from being allowed to be offered on the altar, then our Mishnah teaches us under those circumstances, Ein Oros Ein LeKohanim. Then the Kohanim do not get the hide because the animal became disqualified before it was skinned, so while the hide was still on. But let's say the disqualification happened l'acharav sheitan, after they were skinned, then our Mishnah says, Oroseyan l'kohanim. Then our Mishnah says, the hide goes to the Kohanim. Comes along Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So Rabbi Chanina was the deputy of the Kohanim. And he's, so far, to this point, the only person who we've seen in the tractate who's actually given us eyewitness testimony about what happened in the temple. And so Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, Mi amai, in all my days, lo ra'is or sheyotze lebeis hasreifa. He said, all my days I never saw a hide that was taken out to be burnt, not on the altar, but in the place where they burnt the disqualified animals that weren't worthy to go up on the altar. He said, I never saw a hide that went out to be burnt in a situation, he's talking about, where the disqualification happened before the animal was skinned, but it was discovered after it was skinned. Meaning to say, only after it was skinned do we discover that the animal was a treifa, it had a defective lung, for example, but the defect happened before it was skinned. So he said, under those circumstances where the defect happened before it was skinned, but it was discovered only after it was skinned, Rabbi Chanina says, I never saw it went out to be burnt. I never saw that. So the implication of that statement is that since he didn't see it that it went out to be burnt, the implication would be, perhaps, that means that the Kohanim could use such hide. And so therefore comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, from Rabbi Chanina Askana Kohanim's eyewitness testimony, we learn from here, Shamavshit es habachor, let's say you skin the hide of the firstborn, v'nimtza treifa, and then the firstborn is discovered after the fact to have been a treifa, which is supposed to be burnt, but he really was a treifa before it was skinned. Nevertheless, since it was only discovered after it was skinned, Ye'oso ha-kohanim be'oro, the Kohanim get to benefit from the hide, because even though the animal really was disqualified before it was skinned, since we've only discovered it after it was skinned, the Kohanim can use the hide. That is what Rabbi Akiva says is the implication of Rabbi Chanina's eyewitness testimony, that he never saw hide going out to be burnt with the animal. The Chachamim say, no, you can't bring a proof to me from the fact that Rabbi Chanina says he never saw it. So you can't bring such a proof. Why? Because they say, lo ra'inu, the fact that they didn't see it, ain lo ra'inu raya, the fact that we didn't see anything is not a proof. We can't prove from silence. It's the argument from silence. And Rashi says, shema lo ira b'yamav, maybe the reason why Rabbi Chanina didn't see it was because maybe it never happened at all while he was alive. Maybe that's why he didn't see it. It's not dispositive about what the law is. Maybe he just never actually saw it. And maybe even if it did happen, maybe he wasn't there, and so he didn't see it. So it's not an indication either way. So what should it do? Under those circumstances, the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva's implication, and they say, Ela sheyetze lebeis hasreifa. They say, under these circumstances, where indeed the animal was discovered to have been disqualified by a blemish that happened before the hide was skinned, we would still take it out to burn it. So this comes down to the principle that the sages are saying, lo ra'inu einu raya. The fact that you don't see something is not a proof. This is very relevant to our lives today, where we try and figure out, can we establish a new practice where some people say that's never been our tradition, but the point of the fact is, even though it hasn't been our tradition, there is not an indication that it was prohibited. Maybe it's a new situation that never came up. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Agur, and the Agur talks about whether or not women can be shochatot, whether or not women can be slaughterers. So almost all of the Rishonim say that on the perspective of halacha, the majority say that even lechatchila, even initially, women are allowed to be slaughterers, that there's no prohibition, and so therefore women can be slaughterers. However, the Agur says that we've never seen this, and so therefore the Agur says, since we've never seen this, that's an indication that they shouldn't do it. Like Rabbi Chanina Skanakohanim says, I never saw it. So the Beis Yosef, writing in the 16th century, says, no, our sugya teaches us, lo ra'inu einu raya. So the fact that we haven't seen it is not a proof, and so therefore, even though we haven't seen it, they're still allowed to be slaughterers. And so therefore, the Beis Yosef rules that women could be slaughterers, but comes along the Ramah writes, no, we should say lo ra'inu ein oraya. We should say that the fact that they haven't seen it is an indication that it's not acceptable. And so therefore the Ramah says that since the practice was not for women to be slaughterers and we have never seen it, therefore they can't do it. The Shach draws a distinction, and the Shach says we should draw a distinction whether or not something was prevalent beforehand and we still didn't see it. Like, women could have been slaughterers, they could have easily become shochatot, and since we didn't see it, therefore they shouldn't be slaughterers today. Whereas something, if it was not at all a question, then maybe we would say, indeed, lo ra'inu ein oraya, like our Mishnah. And people want to take this with all sorts of situations, with, for example, women's involvement in ritual today. How we rule on this question of whether or not we've seen something in the past, is that a proof one way or the other?